cattle futures weakened on Thursday. Ranchers and farmers continue to score high marks with consumers in trust and sustainability efforts, according to a recent national public opinion poll. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday morning, the 4th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices continued steady to lower on Thursday, with live trade in Kansas a dollar lower at $110 a hundredweight, steady to a dollar lower in Nebraska at $109 to $110. Dress trade in Nebraska was steady to $2 lower at $172 to $174. Cattle futures closed lower on Thursday, pressured by softer cash prices, lower wholesale beef values, and another day of higher front month corn futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 82 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.36 lower, from 95 cents lower to $2 lower in spot Jan. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.70 lower Thursday afternoon at $239.19 a hundredweight. Select was $3.02 lower at $219.93. Corn futures closed 2 to 3 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 10 to 16 cents higher through SEP of 21, and then mostly 7 to 8 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mainly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Given last week's holiday, these trends are relative to 2 weeks earlier. Steer calves weighing 400 to 650 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher at Mobridge Livestock Auction in South Dakota. There were instances of up to $10 higher for steers weighing 500 to 550 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 450 to 550 pounds sold steady to $2 higher, and then $2 to $4 higher at 551 to 600 pounds. There were 5,299 head on offer. At Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota, steers weighing 400 to 450 sold $6 lower, but $10 higher at 450 to 500 pounds, and then steady to $5 higher at 500 to 750 pounds. Feeder heifers sold $3 to $6 higher. There are 4,211 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves sold mostly $8 to $10 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there are 4,855 head. Yearling type feeders sold steady to $3 higher. At Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, steers and heifers weighing less than 450 pounds sold $7 to $20 higher. Steers and heifers weighing 450 to 850 sold $2 to $7 higher. Steers weighing more than 850 pounds sold $1 to $3 lower, while heifers weighing more than 850 pounds sold $1.50 higher. There are 2,493 head on offer. Feeder steers sold steady to $3 lower at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded steady to $2 higher. Steer calves sold $1 to $7 lower in a light test, and heifer calves sold $2 to $8 lower in a light test. There are 2,719 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold $7 to $12 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher. Heifer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $9 to $13 higher, and then steady at 600 to 750 pounds. There are 2,570 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Thursday. Positive news on the day included fewer unemployment claims than the traders were expecting. Initial weekly unemployment insurance claims for the week ending November 26th totaled 712,000, which was 75,000 fewer than the previous week, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 85 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 2 points lower, and the NASDAQ was up 27 points. Ranchers and farmers scored high marks with consumers in trust and sustainability efforts, according to a recent national public opinion poll from the American Farm Bureau Federation. Nearly 9 in 10 adults, 88%, trust agricultural producers. That's a 4% increase from June's 2020 polling by the same organization, and it points toward public recognition that food supply chain challenges brought on by the pandemic were not within the control of farmers and ranchers. The survey of 2,200 U.S. adults found that 58% rate the sustainability practices of U.S. farmers positively, with broad agreement from a majority of adults across demographic groups. The survey also explored public attitudes about the environmental sustainability achievements of farmers and ranchers, as well as future direction to advance climate-smart farming. Overall, the public agrees farmers shouldn't be expected to bear the financial burden alone. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, says, "Americans have a high level of trust in farmers, and they understand that we're committed to protecting the soil, air, and water. We want to leave the land better than when we found it for our children and grandchildren, as well as our nation. Our survey demonstrates that Americans are impressed by advancements in climate-smart farming, and we look forward to building on that success." Looking to the future, the survey explores how Americans think sustainability efforts on farms and ranches should be funded. 70% of adults say government incentives to encourage farmers to adopt additional sustainable agricultural practices would be effective. More than three-quarters of adults believe it's important for the government to fund science-based research and improve infrastructure to support agriculture. At a time when some corporations are making sustainability commitments that include or impact agricultural production, a bipartisan majority of adults, 62%, say corporations should compensate agricultural producers for the additional cost of implementing environmental practices to help achieve sustainability goals. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday morning, the 4th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.